This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what you're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride. All
right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rip my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
For goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
And you know what? I want President Trump to come to my district. I want him to, oh God, I want him to come so bad.
Have you spoken to him? Have you asked him?
No, I can't get to him.
That's Representative Cummings inviting the president to come to his district there and I guess see for himself. I don't really know how that would end up in a good way for Cummings. I don't know what he would be using that as an opportunity to show how well he's doing in his district. Maybe you could pick and choose which places you show, but are you going to pick and choose which people you're proud of in your district? Mm. How are you going to handle that? Let's talk to somebody who has gone to this district. Scott Pressler joins us at Scott Pressler on Twitter, scottpressler.org. Thanks so much for giving us some time today, Scott. Great to talk to you again.
Absolutely. Always make time for Annie Fry.
Love that. So I have followed your venture into Baltimore, your cleanup effort there, your doubling down to go back and do it again. Tell me about your motivation to go to Baltimore and what you were able to do with your time there.
Well, it was President Trump's tweets that inspired me. And he brought, I'm thankful for it, national attention to Baltimore, because we do have problems going on in the city of Baltimore and that need a little bit of love and attention. And I was fed up, Annie, because everybody was talking. They were tweeting. They were posting. Everybody was complaining, but no one was doing anything. Nobody was trying to solve the problem. So I said, whatever. I'm going to go to Baltimore, even if it's me standing on the street corner all by myself picking up trash. And Annie, I didn't realize what I had done, because at that point, I had unleashed the floodgate, and people from all across the country were saying, what can I do? How can I help? What can I do to support your efforts? And so within 6 days, we organized over 170 volunteers to go to the city of Baltimore, and we picked up 12 tons of trash in 12 hours.
That's amazing. It's just amazing.
Oh, it's awesome.
To be able to know to identify an issue, a problem, something that needs to be addressed, and to just choose to do it. And this is what I often remind people when they talk about how we need to spend our tax dollars one way. We need to use the government strength to do something another way. It's as if the only way we could ever reach out and help somebody is if the government gets involved first and you saw a need and you met that need and people were eager to help you do it.
Oh, they are hungry. They're hungry to do something good. You know, politics is so divisive. I feel like there's this cloud of negativity just hanging over. No, let's be the change. Let's do something positive and inspiring. And I think that's why we have people not only from West Baltimore and Maryland, but D.C., Virginia, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Texas, Florida, and even a family flew in from Utah just
wow.
to help.
Yeah, that is amazing. I've seen people who, as we were promoting that you were going to come on the show, and they know what you've done. The word is out on where how you went to Baltimore to help in Baltimore. And they're saying, have them come to St. Louis. I mean, there's places all over this country that need this type of attention and need this type of effort, and it's been done with what you've done in Baltimore without any sort of financial government assistance, where they had to bless the project in order for you to make a difference.
Oh, yeah, they didn't even bless our project, let me tell you. We applied on Wednesday of that week before the cleanup for permits to get dumpsters. We wanted to do it the right way, Annie. We wanted to say, hey, we're going to follow your rules. And by Friday afternoon, and our cleanup was on Monday, so we needed to hear by Friday, they still didn't give us an answer. So I said, I'm going to do it anyway. And we did. We went out there. We got our dumpsters that we paid for out of our own pockets, got all the trash taken out of the city. We paid for our own porta potties. We did everything on our own. And here's the kicker. You want to hear the kicker?
Yeah.
Not only did the Baltimore Sun write a scathing article criticizing us for picking up trash, which I've never heard of in my entire life, people being mad for picking up trash. But the day after, we received an email from the permit office saying that our permits for the dumpsters have been denied. Dude, we just came to your city, picked up 12 tons of trash, and y'all are so negligent that you decide to contact us 2 days later. It's incredible.
It sure is. What was the vibe with the people who were there, the locals who you were assisting? Did they feel as though you were there to help? And did they feel as though if you wouldn't have been there, nothing would have happened?
Oh my gosh. Well, let me tell you, I'm 6'5" tall. I'm very, very tall. And this 81-year-old, 4'10" resident of Baltimore comes over to me, takes me by the hand, and walks me over to properties that need help and that are overgrown and that have roots digging into the foundation causing leaks. Yes, the people were thankful we were there. They were grateful we were there. I met Grace and Louise and Mr. Lawrence and Lisa and Miss Dupree. I met the local community. I listened to the community and their problems, and they were so thankful we were there.
So what was it, a political event? Did it feel political? Was it just people helping people? How was that received?
Yes, it was all about our theme was I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or whatever. This was about Americans coming together to help Americans. This was our people coming together because we saw a need in Baltimore. And I made that so painfully clear on every single interview because I think they wanted to make it political. And that's why the Baltimore office wouldn't give us permits, because they saw it as political. No, I saw this as the government wasn't doing its job and people are suffering and struggling, and we're going to do it because it's the right thing to do.
So when people understand that you do support the president, you're working very hard to get the president reelected, but they also see that you are going to this poverty-stricken neighborhood and trying to make a difference with your hands, with your feet, with your time, do you get support from people who maybe aren't the biggest fans of the president but do want to help make that difference?
Oh my gosh, yes. I received even a message the day after. This woman wrote me and she said, I don't support your ideology, but I love what you did, and I want to be a part of the next Baltimore cleanup. And I said, ma'am, thank you so much. What's your number? I promise that I'll get you hooked up so you can join our next cleanup. So yes, the next cleanup, I think it's going to even be bigger and better, and we're going to have even a more diverse, eclectic group of people who may not support the president, but they love the city of Baltimore. And that's what America is all about.
It absolutely is. Going into 2020, I think that this is such a positive message that people need to understand is happening. And I would hope that you would be, spurring more events like this across the country, where if you're not there specifically, other people are encouraged by your efforts to be helpful and not hateful, you know, to be able to go into a community and really contribute on a human to human level and not be, you know, everything all politics all the time. Because I feel as though that's the temperature right now of our country, that we need to get back to the place, and people are feeling like we need to get back to the place where we're humans talking to humans and not leftists talking to rightists and all this political vitriol that exists between us.
Well, number one, consider that hashtag officially stolen, Annie. Be helpful, not hateful.
There you go.
I like that. That's really good. But I agree. Look, I'm one guy. And yes, one person can make a difference, and I think I've proven that, but I can't be everywhere. So I'm having a Newark, New Jersey cleanup that's going on, and I'm going to actually be in Memphis, Tennessee, but that's okay because Darius is taking over, and Darius is going to put it on, and he's actually working with the mayor's office, and they're going to help clean up the trash as well. And we're working in Los Angeles, California with Tyler and Anthony to put on an event. I won't be there either, but they're doing it. So go to your local backyard. Go to your community. Help pick up trash. Be helpful, not hateful.
Yeah, absolutely. Scott Pressler, we're going to stay in touch with you. We're going to keep following your efforts. And when you make your way to St. Louis, we want to help support you and your efforts in doing so. So we'll make sure that we stay in contact. And I want to encourage people to follow you at Scott Pressler on Twitter and online at scottpressler.org. Any other places where people can keep up to date with you on a regular basis?
Those are the main two. I'm also on Instagram and Facebook, Scott Pressler. But I will tell you, I'll be in St. Louis, Missouri from September 11th to the 15th. And I believe somebody even reached out to me about doing a cleanup in Ferguson, Missouri while I'm down there. So there will be more details to come about my St. Louis trip.
That's awesome. Well, we want to help any way that we possibly can. Thank you so much for the time today. And thank you very much for doing what you're doing.
I just love you, Annie Fry, anytime. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again soon. So, yeah, he'll be coming in September and making an effort here just as though he's done in Baltimore. I just love the fact that he can see that need in Baltimore. When it becomes a story, when it becomes that political, ping pong ball that goes back and forth between Donald Trump and Elijah Cummings or anybody else who wants to jump in the game, and he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go make a difference in Baltimore. And he does it. And people show up and they want to help him.
Mm-hmm. And like he just highlighted, people that said, I don't support President Trump, but I support my city.
Sure.
And I support your initiative. And I think that's great.
You can work together to accomplish something that is good. Knowing that you don't believe the same thing. That's fantastic. That's American. I mean, that is the essence of what we are and who we are, is the ability to completely divert on our thought process, on our political basis, on our religion, on our, favorite sports team, whatever it is. You can like what you like and I can like what I like, but there's still something that we have in common. And we can still use that as a way to move our feet into a place and make a difference. And he's done that. He's done that in Baltimore. He's going to continue to do that. And he's also using his time as he goes across the country to put that effort into getting people registered to vote. As a huge Trump supporter, he was involved in Trump 2016. He is doing that again, Trump 2020. But that's not blinding him from the ability to stand side by side with somebody and make a difference in somebody's life.
And there are not enough people in this world that don't just say something. They say something and do something about it. And that is his initiative. And that's wonderful.
Well, I'd encourage the 97.1 listeners to, if you please, go on to Twitter at Scott Pressler. It's 1S, P-R-E-S-L-E-R. Thank him for coming on the show here because it's always great to speak with him. His energy is contagious. And I like having those conversations a lot more than I like saying, which Democratic candidate for president sucks today? Because this is a conversation that never ends. It really is. And the reasons why we could go over and over that, it becomes a bit exhausting for me and for you, I think, alike. So great to talk to Scott Pressler at Scott Pressler on Twitter, 1S and Pressler. Go tweet him and tell him thank you for coming on. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to some more news stories of the day. Tony's got a Signs of the Apocalypse coming up for us at 2:40 as well. What say you? 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. What kind of things could we be doing here in the St. Louis area, in the Metro East area, that would really show action over the argument that we're constantly engaging in on a political basis? 314-241-9797. And I think I need like 10 Facebook likes at facebook.com/AndyFryShow to tip us over the 8,000 mark. Have you considered it yet? Go like the Facebook page. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back. Katie. You're a big Katy Perry fanny.
I'm a fanny and I'm a Katy Perry fan.
Is it 3 p.m. yet? It's 3 a.m. It needs to be 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
Katy Perry fan?
Mm-hmm. Big one.
Did you hear the story that's out about it right now?
I did.
Where did it go?
It does not make me feel good about the woman, but she's had many... She's had many people in the industry say that she's a weenie, a mean person.
Is that what she called? Ding dong?
Yeah. But this is bad.
Co-star, Teenage Dream co-star, I guess the Teenage Dream is her music video, accuses Katy Perry of sexual misconduct. Not very frequently do you hear of sexual misconduct on the part of a woman towards man. Actor model Josh Kloss, starred in Katy Perry's Teenage Dream music video in 2010, has accused the singer of exposing him at a roller skating rink. Kloss described his interaction with Perry, quote, "It was Johnny Wujek's birthday party at Moonlight Roller Way, and when I saw her, we hugged, and she was still my crush. But as I turned to introduce my friend, she pulled my Adidas sweats and underwear out as far as she could to show a couple of her guy friends in the crowd around us his personal business.
Mm.
Can you imagine how pathetic and embarrassed I felt?" So if a Justin Bieber does that to a female and shows her chest off, what happens to Justin Bieber?
He is eliminated.
Yeah?
I think he's eliminated. Well, and I really hope that, first of all, I hope this didn't happen because I do love Katy Perry.
Oh, it happened.
But second off,
Tony was there.
You have the evidence.
Well, I mean,
Katy Perry did it to
Tony,
too.
She behaved on American Idol. Every week when she was on American Idol, there was another story about how she was so inappropriate with the male contestants.
I could not handle Katy Perry. I have never seen an episode.
It was every week. It was another story about how she was inappropriate, borderline harassment. Behavior that if a male judge did, they would be not only fired from the show, but their career would be in trouble. If there was no other accusations or evidence of Katy Perry behaving in this way, then sure. Then
you're saying the context says all signs point to yes.
It's in character for her to do this.
It's typical. Well, I hope the Me Too movement comes to this guy's defense, backs him up. I mean, if it happened, then it happened, and he deserves, you know, the evidence needs to be laid out. He deserves people to back him like they've been doing. The Me Too movement needs to be on his side then.
He says this is a guy who was violated, according to his story. Quote, "I just say this now because our culture is set on proving men of power are perverse, but females with power are just as disgusting."
Mm-hmm. Yep. They are.
I just am curious if this gets legs, if this turns into
it
anything.
Won't, because she was doing it on national television on American Idol, and it was a story, but it wasn't scandalous.
I didn't watch her on American Idol, but was she doing it to be...
Guess what? I didn't either.
Okay, then.
The only reason I know is because of all the headlines it was making.
I'm just wondering if she was doing it to be funny on American Idol or if it was like actual inappropriate... Because... If she did this, that is very inappropriate. And there should be light that is shined in that direction.
What's the repercussion, though? Because the only way that she actually is punished for anything is if people stop buying her concert tickets or listening to her music, right?
Which they won't.
And because she just released a new single.
I mean, if people still buy Chris Brown's music, then, come on.
But this is a story that should be completely highlighted. And it will be disappointing if the Me Too movement doesn't step up and say we need to vouch for this person.
Can she be civilly sued and like pay an astronomical fine or something? I guess. I don't know.
Probably. But I mean, could she be? Sure. Would you be able to win that? I don't know. I guess it would just depend on if you have the evidence and if you can prove that it...
That's what it is.
Damaged
you have the evidence.
And I still hug dudes.
Yeah.
And the people at the party have already... said something and they were like, no, this never happened. We were with Katie the whole entire night. But who knows?
Mm-hmm. I think back to that conversation that we had with you, Tony, about how you do not hug females. You those days are over. If it was a casual encounter with somebody you hadn't seen in a long time, and if it were a male, you might do the bro hug thing. It just doesn't exist for women because the stakes are too high.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, exactly. It's and men are judged differently. It's the whole thing that, like you guys just said, if this was a man, that it would be handled a lot. It would be handled a lot more serious.
Remember the hashtag believe women? Remember when Hillary Clinton was running for president and she said believe women?
Mm-hmm.
Which is the irony of ironies coming from one Hillary Clinton. But to suggest that if a female makes some sort of accusation like this, that you are to believe them. And if a male, like, we're all going, well, did it happen? If it happened, that's terrible.
Yeah.
There's some people at the party saying, that didn't happen. I was with her and I know that didn't happen. Like, those people don't even count when the person who is being accused is a man.
Mm.
Those people don't even come into the story. You use the opportunity to stand on a platform and, you know, put the hashtag MeToo after the story because it's makes the case bigger. So now we are in a society where we hashtag believe women, and the idea of what is actually inappropriate behavior gets extended to whatever anybody wants it to be in their mind, where you can have somebody who has very innocent intentions, or if there's an encounter that becomes awkward because things in life just become awkward from time to time, that now all of a sudden that can be weaponized against a man. This is a terrifying time to raise my son, who's 9, who is going to be learning all the ways of life here as the years go on. It was hard to begin with, but now the way to navigate through all of these issues, it becomes even more difficult because people are trying to weaponize these kinds of experiences. And the flip test doesn't equate when you go from a man making an accusation and a female making an accusation.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a scary time.
And when you read the whole story about what this guy said happened to him and the way that he was treated by her before and after the filming of the video, it's pretty rough.
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Well, it's kind of long, so I didn't know if you wanted to get into it or not. So
yeah,
he said when he first met Katie, we sang a worship song, Open the Eyes of My Heart. She was cool and kind. When other people were around, she was cold as ice. Even called the act of kissing me on set to the entire crew while filming was gross.
And I'm sorry to interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
That is what a lot of other celebrities have said about Katy Perry. That, like, whenever she's around her crew and her group of people, she's very cold. She pushes people away. She thinks she's better than other people. I don't know why I like her, but darn it, I do.
Like, she has a personality disorder?
That she just is like, I'm too good. I'm too good to talk to you. I mean, excuse me. Yes, I am too good to talk to you in that I'm just on a higher up scale than you.
He said, he tells the story, a lot of what you just mentioned, Annie, and then ends it with, so happy anniversary to one of the most confusing, assaulting and belittling jobs I've ever done. Yikes. Yay, teenage dream.
And that's the song I danced to with my husband.
What was the one really bad one on American Idol? Didn't she? It was like a young Christian kid who had never kissed a girl and said he was saving it for the right woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, would you kiss me? And he said, no. And she called him over and was like, would you kiss me? And he said, no. And then she just grabbed his face and
kissed
him, yeah, and without his permission. I think that's how it went. That's just how I'm remembering it. And that was, again, that was just that week. There was another story the following week about her. I mean, that one I remember being particularly bad. That she
I do too. Yeah,
kissed this guy. Just right there. take away that he had never kissed another girl. Take away that he was saving himself.
No.
He says, pushed herself on him.
If Steven Tyler would have done that, or Simon Cowell.
He says no, and she kisses him without his knowledge, forcibly. Any man on earth does that to any female,
he's done.
And he should be.
And he said no.
He should be done.
He did not give consent.
Completely. Mickey, real quick, thanks for calling the show.
Hi.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi. I just wanted to comment that, Katy Perry should be canceled. No one should do anything inappropriate sexually to anyone else without their consent ever. But I do think that it's rather hypocritical and kind of funny that you guys who spout off on behalf of the predator-in-chief on a regular basis pretend like you give a care about anyone who's been sexually assaulted when you defend him on anything and everything, and he is self-admittedly a predator.
Tony, why are you smiling like that? Why are you laughing?
I'd never heard predator-in-chief.
It's a new one.
That was a new one.
Predator-in-chief. There's a lot of in-chiefs that come on. Predator is a new one. I don't think that I have defended the president's behavior that I disagree with. I've talked many times about the behavior of this president leading into before he declared himself as a candidate for president, and I have said that I don't approve of that.
But you voted for him.
Yes, I absolutely voted for him. In the moral decision between voting for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, we were at a severe morally questionable time, I would say. If we're basing who we elect the president based on their personal morals.
And so in a situation such as this, where you guys have decided that for whatever reason Katy Perry is the hottest story of the day when there's still children in cages, Why is it that you're taking such a harsh turn against Katy Perry, and why is it that you're not still talking about Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, we
and the Clintons and Jeffrey Epstein, for that matter.
We've covered all those stories today.
If you listen to the podcast, the first 2 hours, we covered basically everything that
you just
talked
about. Where can she get the podcast?
You can get that at 971talk.com, radio.com. Annie Fry Show. We're all over
iTunes,
the place.
Code.
Yeah, listen to that
Android,
podcast.
Android, radio.com.
And also, I remember saying... Well, Mickey, I remember saying, if the evidence has to be there, just like we say with everything, the evidence has to be there.
Yeah. Why'd she hang up?
I don't know.
Oh, we were having a conversation.
Hillary Clinton was, there's tape of her laughing about getting a rapist when she was his lawyer, getting him off, getting him free, and...
Linda, listen.
I could very easily turn that argument around on her and say, but you still voted for her.
But she's gone.
You still voted for her.
Yeah.
She did terrible things. You still voted for her. What's wrong with you?
You could
play that game all day.
Or for the next 20 minutes before Dave Glover comes in here. Then we can hand Mickey off to her. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to some phone calls. 314-241-9797. If anybody wants to react to Predator in Chief. Now I'm thinking of like Predator being the chief. Like,
yeah.
Predator
versus
Alien. With the hair. Predator versus Alien. What did they say about Storm in Area 51? You see them aliens or something like that? They kept like, everybody was like, they're going to see them aliens. Yes, we get it. Bad grammar. Gotcha. 314-241-9797 if you want to give us a call. Otherwise, Signs of the Apocalypse, if that one wasn't one already, when we would come back.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Tuesday. It's only 3 days from Friday. And everyone, the biggest lie there is, Friday is my favorite day. No, it's not. You like Friday because it's right before Saturday. You really like Saturday. Nobody
ever
says
Friday
that.
Night?
Friday night's the best.
I like Friday night.
Of nights, Friday night is the best. Saturday afternoons are the best. Josh, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm not bad. I just wanted to call and chime in on the, was it the Predator-in-Chief comment that someone made?
Yeah, the Predator-in-Chief.
I find it absolutely deplorable that, and yeah, I use that word on purpose, that these people keep trying to make everything a political statement or about anything except what it's actually about, if that makes any sense.
It makes all the sense in the world, because here's the deal, Josh, and when I saw your comment up here on the call screen, I was very, very glad and grateful that you called in. I will do a story about Katy Perry because I don't want to do 3 hours of politics
exactly
with you. So I have a conversation about something that isn't about Trump. It isn't about Nancy Pelosi, right, or Ocasio-Cortez or Mitch McConnell. We talk about something else because humans talk about other things. And by the end of it, I'm talking about politics, and it's because I get told the Predator-in-Chief is a Predator-in-Chief. I just can't control it.
They wear the other side down with the constant fear tactics and the constant let's stay off the channel that we need to be on, right? And they take the conversation in every which way but loose, and it's never down to the truth. There are no kids in cages. If you live in America today and you can't care for your kids, they'll take your kids from you, right? I've seen it happen 100 times. They're not being treated any differently. You know, I'm starting to get off on a tangent myself, but
No, Josh,
that's really all I have.
You make a great point, and I'm very grateful that you're out there listening and you called in to say this. We make a concerted effort to touch the news every day, to talk to you about the headlines, the things that are important in the news cycle that need to be discussed. But if I'm going to talk for you for 15 hours about this, chances are you're going to get sick and tired of it. So we want to talk about fun things. We want to break it up a little bit. We want to take you places where you're going to talk about things that you're probably going to talk with your coworkers at lunch or with your spouse when you get home. Because we can't do all politics all the time. Like, I can't handle it.
Because we're people and you're people. And so we say to ourselves, just a little peek behind the curtain, hey, we've been, you know, pretty heavy stuff, a lot of politics today. What's a story out there that we can talk about that, you know, sort of lighten the mood a little bit, or at least change the subject off of heavy politics? Oh, this Katy Perry story. This is a good story. Let's talk about this. And it turns into, why did you vote for Donald Trump?
Now, signs of the apocalypse on the Annie Fry Show.
That brings something to mind.
Here, turn this one political somehow.
Ooh, let's play a game.
Almost 1/3 of delivery drivers admit they have eaten customers' food.
Thanks, Obama.
At least a little bit.
Ew. Wait, a third?
A third.
No! Yes. Those odds are not in your favor. Delivery drivers.
28% of drivers
scooping
admit they
food.
Have. 54% of drivers say they haven't, but they were tempted to eat a customer's food, at least a little bit of it, that and still deliver it.
I don't care if you're tempted to eat my food.
The customer.
Ugh. Just don't. Ugh. Do not. When we
things
moved,
like pizza toppings are a popular one.
Like picking the toppings off your pizza?
Uh-huh. No. I love pizza.
If you have a bowl of pasta, just taking a few bites and then smoothing it out to make it look like it's...
I thought you were trying to lose weight.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Mm. Third.
No.
That means it's happened to you. That means it's happened to you,
when
Kate.
We used to live in Hamel and we moved to the big city, like near Edwardsville, all I wanted to do was have food show up at my door. And then we moved and my husband's like, I'm just going to go pick it up. Then we don't have to pay the delivery fee. And I'm like, why are we here?
Why did we move?
Why did we move in the delivery radius of Papa John's if they're not going to bring the food to the door? He's like, it'll save us $5 in 40 minutes if I go get it myself. I'm like, fine, go get the pizza. But seriously,
we moved here because we were in the delivery service.
It's like maybe top two reasons why I wanted to move. The other one was because our house was too tiny.
This one's been around for a little while, but we haven't had a chance to talk about it, and I've been wanting to get your thoughts on it. There's a new trend online where people are texting their number neighbor, and that is a person whose phone number is one digit different than yours. And, you know, so if your name, if your
so like your cell phone number is what?
My cell phone number is 1-800-555-5555. And if your cell phone number was 1-800-555-5554, I would text you and I would say, hey, number neighbor, we have almost the same phone number. How about
Ta-da!
That?
And then what do you do? Have coffee?
You're friends.
I don't want number neighbor friends.
I don't either.
What is the...
Is there anything more intrusive than somebody in your text messages that doesn't belong there?
No.
That's like the sacred space for me. Yes. Like, if I'm getting a text from you, or if I'm sending you a text, that is... I want you to know what I'm saying right now, and I'm looking for a response soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my kids are here, and they need to get there. Can you help me? Or... I've got blah, blah, blah for you. Would you like me to do this with it or that with it? Because I'm standing here holding it. That's what a text message is for. So I don't really need conversation in my text messages.
That would just be so weird to look down on your phone and a stranger. Hey.
Hi.
Number neighbor.
You going to do it, Tony?
No.
Katie?
Mm-mm.
But if anybody wants to, my number neighbor is 1-800-555-5554.
Or 56.
And you can, yeah, or 56. There you go. Text them and tell them I said hi. There's a mom who's throwing a 14th birthday party for her son at a go-kart track. The go-kart track is 80 miles round trip, 40 miles there and back from where she lives.
Oh, I thought you were saying the go-kart track was 80 miles.
No.
I'm like, that is that is some hardcore go-karting.
Extreme go-karting.
You'd have to have like
the reason I say
40 pit stops on that thing.
The reason I say it's 40 miles away from her house is because it's going to play into where we're going here. She's charging everyone who's attending, all the kids who have been invited to the party, $82 to participate.
That's not how it works.
In her son's
That's not how any of this
birthday
works.
Party.
$86?
$59 for the go-karts. $23 for the transportation, which is, again, 80 miles round trip, 40 miles to and from the track. She's also asking people to bring their own lunch along with the $82.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so you don't get anything for your $82.
Just have it at your house.
Who's she inviting to this?
Her closest friends, apparently.
BFFs. Ready to fork that money over.
I'm going to have the next birthday party at my house and charge people $86, but just to come over and eat hot dogs off the grill, and I'm going to pocket all the money for my kid's college savings account.
Some people reacting to this
That's
online
ridiculous.
Are saying, listen, you are profiting off of what is happening here. $23, let's say you invited 30 kids to your birthday party. No way one person put on social media, no way would go-karting and transport for 30 teens cost over $2,400.
What? It's just ridiculous.
What? That's crazy.
It's well, hey, look, it's one way to make money.
I wonder if anyone showed
any
up.
Keep throwing, fools that know.
Just
that
keep throwing parties for your kids, charging a whole bunch of money for people to go,
Man.
And
I wonder if any of her close friends were like, you know what, I'm down.
Nope.
Down for it.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want one more?
Yeah.
I thought we were out of time.
No, hook me up.
Olive Garden is selling lifetime pasta passes.
How much
you
does that
decide
cost?
If this is a sign of the apocalypse or if it's actually
it's
great.
Great.
$500 and you'll eat forever. The first 50 people who buy one will get the option to upgrade to another $400 to a lifetime pasta. But wait a minute, this is a lifetime pasta pass. These people aren't making any sense. For $500, you can use it to eat at Olive Garden for the rest of your life. And according to the terms and conditions, it, quote, expires upon death.
You know who doesn't
$500 to eat free at Olive Garden for the rest of your life.
You know who doesn't have a lifetime pasta pass? There's no lifetime pasta pass at the Spirit of Aloha Polynesian Dancers.
No, there is not.
No.
I love pasta, though.
Do you need lifetime pasta?
Maybe.
Listen, if you got $500, you pay it now, and you're set for life.
You're set.
You go into the, you know, things don't go your way.
I'm planning on living forever,
in the poorhouse.
So.
Can I buy you the next, like, 5 years of Christmas presents and just get some extra cred there on the lifetime pasta pass?
Totally.
Where's Katie? She's eating pasta again. Dave Glover Show coming up next. Our podcast available at radio.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.